I hit the button!
What?
I'm Bill.
Congratulations, Bill.
I'm John. Special guest John.
There you
go.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Close.
Close.
And I'm special guest Eric. And
I continue to be honored guest Christopher.
And Tony, what's your name?
Brutal. I thought I was supposed to be the comedian here.
Surprise.
You probably Joker? Still are.
You can just be Tony.
This is really good radio, guys. Really good radio.
Yeah. And better. So bad we suck the humor right out of comedians.
There's a lot of gesturing in radio.
Yeah.
Tony is pterodactyling right
well,
now.
Well, Meg and I had that podcast earlier.
What?
The Mindcast, yeah.
You need That's to just fantastic. Just put a lot of swooshing noises in post, and we'll get the gesturing.
And screeching.
And screech. Well, that was screeching already.
Yeah. He's screeching Tony, and these are some of the sodas we like. Yes. Is that better?
That's
You're screeching Tony from now on.
In some perverse definition of better, sure.
The one that we've been using. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Rather than screeching Tony, I would go with screeching Tony, because that sounds like you could be like, I'm screeching Tony.
Sure.
I like it.
It almost sounds like a verb.
I have a little bit of a unique perspective on this stuff, because I have to consume caffeine to self-medicate narcolepsy. So I'm constantly taking in soda.
Some of these have caffeine.
Some
Hopefully
do,
you choose
some
correctly.
Don't. The one that has me intrigued, if this weren't so close to bedtime, I would be all over the ginseng house.
That's actually caffeine free.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
sadly.
So both of these are the confusing bits of caffeine free, but made with Chinese herbs, and the other one's ginseng.
Well, you know, Chinese herbs means caffeine. Wait.
Hmm.
No.
I have a...
no.
Okay.
I have
yes.
An affinity cola, so I think we're gonna give China cola.
Alright.
This is the one that I was worried about.
Everything quality comes from China, you know that.
We've got two bottles.
Both of them.
We're cracking them both
cracking
open.
Cracking both open.
I
can't imagine Virgil's has caffeine.
We'll give it to the audience.
Give it to the audience?
In fact, right. Most of these sodas don't have caffeine.
Yeah, that's
Let's good. Open them in stereo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Sorry, screech.
Open it by the mic.
Open it by the mic.
For those at home.
Yeah, we like to give the audience the sound,
I'm
the nose, and
these
the mouth.
Are twist caps.
Pause for a second. Wear some headphones, people.
Ooh.
Right? You're welcome.
Much better than the cracks.
It's like the soda's coming from inside the house.
Actually, this one can be for y'all and John and I.
There's water in there.
For this. Yeah, you should probably clean that up.
I almost treated this like I should have treated the last one.
This is not a cordial, thank God. That's fair.
Oh, don't smell it out the bottle.
Shut up, John.
Audience.
Bottle is not optimized to get the smell molecules into your nose.
Hmm, it's true.
Like a rock.
That's how we usually do it.
This actually smells pretty good.
I mean, it smells like cola.
Yeah, but I mean, it's
but
not the super plain...
At this point, thank God.
It smells like cola.
It's not the super plain sludge that I consider Coca-Cola.
Man.
Hold up, Screech.
We're going to talk about sludge.
We'll get to that point.
Screech.
We've got to distribute the rest of it yet. All right, so now we can give it the nose. That is,
All I can see is my hand through the
cola.
Glass, and it weirds me out.
That is distinctly cola smell.
Hello, finger.
So now, is it safe to unabashedly bash Coca-Cola?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
In fact,
go for it.
Yeah,
sponsored
we've
by
never
Pepsi.
Reviewed,
yeah, sponsored by Pepsi.
We've never
go
reviewed
right
a
ahead.
Coca-Cola.
No, I think we reviewed a serum once.
Yeah.
I
Gross.
Mean, you take your
Podcast.
Pepsi and your Coca-Cola... Pepsi smells better, and then RC Cola actually has a better odor than those two.
RC Cola is that's the best one.
Yeah, it's really...
Out of your supermarket brand cola.
Yeah.
Guys, did anybody look at the ingredient list on this? Because it's,
terrifying?
It's something. Purified carbonated water, raw cane sugar, okay, fine. Szechuan peony root.
Good.
Oh. Cassia bark. Malaysian vanilla.
Whoa.
Oils of lemon.
Oils of lemon, lime, orange, nutmeg, cloves, licorice, cardamom, caramel color, citric, phosphoric, acid, Reeds, Incorporated, LA, California, 90061. 1-800-99-REEDS.
Really?
They put California in there?
Even China Cola is American?
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
Actually, it impresses
Made
me.
In the USA.
Yeah.
The placement.
It does say imported Chinese herbs right at the top.
But here's a vote of or a point of confidence. This is actually made by Reed's Ginger Brew, which any ginger beer fan knows actually makes a pretty decent ginger brew. It was my favorite one until we found Old Jamaica by Tank.
So is that Reed's it says like natural brew up the top?
All natural.
I fucking hate that brand.
Well,
just the goddamn worst.
The funny thing is, I thought you were about to do a commercial like, is that Reed's all natural bread? Why, yes it is, Bill. Thanks for asking.
The last
this podcast
soda cast
brought to you
we
by
did
Reed's Ginger Brew
before leaving Wisconsin was Reed's raspberry.
Oh, I've never had anything other than the ginger.
It's fucking terrible.
So you like it?
It's so goddamn bad.
Why would
I
you
love
put
it.
Can you give me a number on that?
I gave it in the 20s or 30s.
Why would you put raspberry in your ginger?
I thought it was such a good idea, but it just tastes like fruit garbage.
Oh man, fruit garbage isn't
not even fruity soda
cast cover podcast.
God damn it.
It tasted like people put a bunch of fruits in the garbage disposal.
And well-used garbage disposal.
Oh, yes.
So,
anybody
so anyway.
You beat me to it,
well,
but I was going to say that was my
do.
Queen cover band. But, oh.
So the placement of the cassia bark on here, that's basically cinnamon, more or less. So if I'm going to be really disappointed if this doesn't have a very strong
Szechuan
cinnamon.
Szechuan peony root.
Cinnamon,
are you not excited for Szechuan
and,
peony
right?
root?
All
right.
Cinnamon and cardamom, that
I'm
sounds
all
like
about
pancakes.
Szechuan peony root in 2014.
Let's give it the mouth.
That's the sound of our mouths.
Well, that's disappointing.
It tastes like cola.
Really?
Really watery.
It started out strong, but then it's just like...
Yeah, there was a lot
just,
going on, and then this water.
Yeah,
this
it
water.
Just disappears yeah. real fast
See,
off your tongue.
Okay.
I want to always be starting to drink this.
Is any beer drinker, and especially a home
you
brewer,
have to buy
knows,
a lot of it.
At the bottom of a beer, you get all the sediment. And I just took the last of this bottle and poured it into my cup because I am getting a blast of cardamom and cinnamon. Hey, it says cardamom on the bottle, so
cardamom.
Is that a Pokemon?
So,
sure,
I caught it.
Of
but,
course,
what
you want to have to do is shake your soda before you open it.
Yeah,
very
but
important.
With what I believe,
no, but even that initial hit. Okay, you get an initial hit of flavor and then gone.
Yeah, it
oh,
disappears
yeah.
so fast.
It goes
it
away.
This has no legs.
No,
oh,
no. Especially
That's
not
really
compared to the elderflower cordial.
I thought we weren't gonna bring that up.
You did.
What is cassia bark?
I think I have PTSD.
Cassia bark is basically cinnamon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly, but
I got my Wikipedia.
Yeah, wiki read that, John.
Pass me some of those pomegranate chips.
All
right. that's the true.
I'm waiting for him to just pop it in there.
The sad part of this
God.
Is the more you drink it, your tongue starts to dry out, and you really want to like it, and you have to just keep drinking it like every 2 seconds to keep the flavor going.
It's an addiction.
That's how they keep selling more China Cola.
Yeah.
It's like, if you ever stop drinking it, it tastes bad.
Do you think
if you stop drinking it, you die in real life.
Do you believe they actually sell a lot of China Cola?
I said attempt, not succeed.
I mean, there's some branding issues. Let's be real honest.
Yeah. China Cola, made in the USA, brewed in California.
Wikipedia
well
just
done.
Says similar to cinnamon.
Wait.
So that is basically...
Well done, Tony.
And we still fail
you
on that
Wikipedia.
Front because with it being that high on the ingredients list, I feel
yeah.
like I should be clubbed over the head by cinnamon flavor. You don't even get that. I couldn't even pick cinnamon out of this.
They call it Chinese.
Good.
When you say they,
Wikipedia,
the interwebs.
I thought you meant like those people.
The
I would be really concerned.
The racist.
Those people who call it that call it Chinese cinnamon.
All right, I finally actually got the blast of cinnamon that's supposed to get in there
out your nose.
Because it went up my nose, and now that really hurts.
Oh, well, that's clearly
so,
the
So
thing.
By giving it the
then
nose,
who
you
wants,
have to
who
pour
wants
it
to lay down
into
so
your
I can
nose.
Do a line of this off of them?
David, I see that look in your eyes.
And he's volunteering. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now I'm just screwed.
Alright.
Save this for the special video episode.
Oh my god.
Hey.
What does gum have to do with this?
Hey.
That has now become the most painful drink on these. Here are some sodas we like.
Oh yeah, sort of.
I can't even remember.
Here are some sodas.
Sort of Shut forcing up. Oh my god.
Sort of forcing it into your sinuses does give it a pretty good.
Son of a bitch.
Not all the way.
The most painful soda that I can remember is a Reese's.
If you'll drink some of that,
the vanilla cream that Meg like.
I accidentally.
I had to lay down for like half an hour.
Perfect help.
On her floor before the episode finished.
You
really should listen to the show. I go through a lot of torment.
If you like Bill being tormented, you'll
Who doesn't?
I can give you some recommendations. I'll do up a Bill's list of the 10 worst drinks.
Yeah, you
Bill, you know well and good that if I ever listened to any of these, there'd be no way I'd volunteer to do another one.
You've
been on like 20.
I know. What does that tell you?
Nothing.
It tells
me nothing.
It tells me that you didn't object when I named us the Pioneers of Poor Decisions.
Well,
mine's gone.
So yeah, let's make up some stories and some numbers. Tony,
I'm still trying to find the point of the drink where I keep drinking it and it stays and it just doesn't. So you're asking for my number and
a story first.
Yeah, we also like to give an analogy.
How you're feeling
about how this makes you feel on an emotional level. That way, the audience at home can really.
You want to connect at an emotional.
If you want to, wait a little bit, push that information. That's fine.
I
believe you were here for the numbers explanation.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I got the numbers explanation. I'm a little bit mixed up on which water and milk is, but
milk water.
Milk water.
It's a solid 50 points.
So skim milk.
Give me some.
Exactly.
Give me some of that rance.
That's what the.
Yeah, and Tony, you did not take the pledge, so if you do not want to finish that, you can sludge it.
No, it's quite all right. I'll finish. It is good in that sense. If you've not had anything better, you would be duped into drinking this repeatedly in order to keep the flavor on your tongue. It doesn't taste
just
bad. It just tastes a lot like nothing shortly after you drink it.
I have a story.
Ooh. All right.
I'm thinking about it.
Going to preempt Tony's story?
Well, Tony,
go right ahead. I'm still thinking mine.
Tony needs to finish his sludge, and he needs to think about the story. So I'd just be like, you know what? Do any of you have a song? I'm sure you have. You've heard there's songs that you know that you hear the first two bars of that song like on the radio, and you're like, I know this song. Like this is a song that I can tell. This
I
song.
Have 800 of those songs.
Right. Just like the first couple of bars, and you're like, I know that song. I know who sang it. I know every word to this song.
Yeah.
This soda is those two bars, and then silence.
That's really good.
It's like, or those two bars.
It's
and
also
into
the most
a bad
frustrating
remix
goddamn
of that
thing
song.
I can think of.
Right. You're just like.
And it's those same two bars every time you
Chris
take
melted
another drink.
To the floor.
You skip back to see if there's a mistake. There isn't.
This
there
tastes isn't. Much less bad than the unnamed beverage from your moments ago.
Oh, from
and
the
yet,
last years.
I will give it a lower rating. Because that one at least I had like flavor exclamations.
It was honest.
Yeah.
This one is like 17.
Oh, I should.
You should put numbers into a box. Mm.
I have a score. I just wanted
to. Tony.
Story.
Are you ready? You need more time.
I think so, but the story's gonna go off the rails.
That's okay. That seems good.
You say that
it's,
like that's an odd thing.
You remember
thing.
The first time you saw Star Wars Episode 1? Yes. So the. The waiting in line to go in to see the movie, the excitement the first time you see them pull out their lightsabers.
You can be on another episode if you want to, Tony.
You know, it gets you hooked right away. And then Jar Jar shows up. And then all of a sudden your excitement for the whole thing just gets sucked out. And you know, it's not quite the same after that. You keep taking a step over and over again. It's never quite the same. And after you've had enough of it, you just want Jar Jar gone. And then you start plotting his death. And now I've lost the connection with the soda. The point is...
numerical value.
Numerical value, it is slightly more flavorful than water. I would probably... if it were a little less sugary, I would probably rate it a bit higher, but 55 at best. I mean, it's pretty. You think?
No, you rate it whatever you want.
No, I don't think this is worse than water. I think it does taste better than water. And you've got to understand coming from the point of view of somebody
the 50 that has... The 50 is what's average.
It's the most average drink to you.
Yeah.
If water is average to you.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Where I would put that barometer there. You know,
not this one.
In my little world, I would put milk at a 55. So that seems about
right. Okay. So 55. This is Tony Milk.
Yeah, that's fair average.
I'm going to go with the very the alternate grading scale and or grading method, and just say burning sinuses 40.
You gonna go over?
So you liked this more than the other thing?
I don't have to taste it anymore, so yes. Like, the elderflower cordial is is like the friend you like, but he just overstays his welcome. He doesn't know when to leave. This guy is someone that you're kind of meh.
You keep getting meh, and he gets to the door, and he knocks on your door, and you open the door, and you're like, hey, man.
You know, he comes to your party, he gives you the gift, and then he goes home. And you're like, okay.
What gift?
The gift of cola taste.
Sure. The gift of cinnamon something.
How did you do that? He nods to you once, solemnly, and walks away.
And the taste leaves with him.
He does the same thing where he... What does that mean? Ah! He's just walking away.
And leaves you with dry mouth.
What a jerk.
Alright.
So I'm going to go with something... What's your score? You give it a score?
I gave it a 40.
Okay.
Because it wasn't awful. I keep
thinking of
burning
sinuses.
Yeah, this is...
I'm forgetting mine.
God damn it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Why don't you go, Bill? I had mine, but I realized it doesn't make sense.
And that's a problem?
Okay. I was going to go with this is like, you know, it's like you go to an open mic night or something like that. Not apropos of the fact that there's one going on right now. But if you go to an open mic night and there's... The one guy who is very clearly trying too hard. And every once in a while it'll be a little bit funny, but the whole time you're just sort of like, oh. And you sort of feel bad for him. But every once in a while he gets a laugh, but then you feel bad for him again. That's sort of this soda.
It'll be okay.
You get the kick and you're like, man, this is gonna be great. And then, oh.
So I feel like I'm the only one who's been on the opposite side of that.
I was about to say, totally so it's andbetter.org, the soda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, I gotta give it props.
You're welcome.
For putting all of those things into a bottle.
Into your
That's
mouth.
That's a long list of things that's in that bottle.
What is happening?
So I'm gonna go with
Are you
like,
channeling Brian right now?
Sure.
The only thing difference between us and a guy that's kind of not doing so hot on open mic night is we don't have to deal with the stares of people.
That's true. We
no one tells us to get off stage. Yeah,
Maybe they should.
All these people are staring angrily at their computer screens right now.
Shut you, Meg.
Those people.
See, a little bit of a secret. Meg. There actually is.
It's actually all the single ladies.
Usually when you go to an open mic night, just a little bit of an off topic, there's usually a guy in the back of the room with a little red light. And when they've decided, nah, you're not cutting it, they will just start blinking.
This is
that
not
light
my time. Oh.
Uh-huh.
So the modern form of the cane.
Yeah.
Number.
Oh, number 45.
Now I feel like a jerk.
You're okay. Okay.
It's okay. There's always somebody dragging the score down.
I went too high last one, and now you're overcorrecting. You're steering the wrong way.
I stand by both my ratings.
Yeah, same here. I think you guys are being too harsh, personally.
I feel like I just learned how to cook. I took a bunch of things that I like, combined them, felt like it was going to be a fantastic dish, and all the flavors just cancel each other out. And it's just kind of...
I made something that is edible.
You eat half of it, you go play a video game. And I'll give that a 35.
Ooh, wow.
So you guys legitimately think between this and water tastes better?
Well, yes, not this water, because something's wrong with it.
I 45. I think I would rather drink water than this 10 times out of 10. Mm-hmm. I would rather never drink this again and continue to drink lots of water.
Yeah. I think the problem...
I think that's a good life goal.
It's important to stay hydrated.
Yeah. I think the problem from my point of view is I regularly consume more soda than water.
Ah.
Out of necessity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, I am not a soda
then
drinker.
You should understand.
That's why this podcast takes into account everyone's life experiences.
That's
why. It's just
what
a big melting pot.
It's a melting pot of
38.4.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty decent representation.
Yeah, that seems fine.
So.
And again, we didn't... That's
shit.
Not that big a spread. That's actually what our spread is 38 points. Our highest spread has been 90 points.
Wow.
Sometimes you'll get a soda where they're just wildly different bottle to bottle. It's crazy town.
Yep.
Ugh. Speaking of crazy town, thanks for listening?
You think we have listeners.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Fine. Thanks, Sid, and potentially Brian. Bye.